lives. It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Pastor Abram Peary joins us once again on the line to give us an answer yet to another question for today. Will people be condemned for not believing in Jesus, even if they have never heard of him or his gospel? Pastor Peary, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to answer our question again today.
Thank you so much, and good afternoon.
Thank you very much, Mfunis. You heard the question. Will people be condemned for not living or for not believing in Jesus, even if they have never heard of him or his gospel?
Very interesting question indeed, and thank you for asking that question. To begin with, it's good to note that people are saved by responding positively to God's revelation. In other words, the people are held accountable for what they know. Yeah. So that is how much light or knowledge a person receives from God is what God requires of an account. So obviously, if someone has not heard about Jesus and the saving grace, they are not expected to believe. But the Bible itself says it this way. In Romans 10, verse 14, how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? So therefore, God does not expect people to actually respond to something they have not heard.
That's right.
But as we have said it, but as I said, he does hold them accountable for what they have heard. So Romans even 5:13 actually confirms, says sin is not taken into account if there's no law. But there's something interesting in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 2 and verse 11.
Before you go that to that one, you hit verse that hit me hard. You said, how can they be what if they have not heard? What verse were you talking about there?
That's Romans 10, verse 14.
10:14.
Yes.
Okay.
It says, how shall they believe in whom they have not heard? Okay, and how shall they hear if there's no preacher? You know, it goes on like that. So it testifies like that.
Continue from this.
Yeah. So now in Romans chapter 2 and verse 11, 12, 13 and 14 has a very brief analysis of those who probably died without even ever hearing about Christ and everything else. How shall they be judged? So the Bible says, for God, in verse 11, for God does not show favoritism. Okay, all who sin apart from the law will also perish apart from the law. And all who sin under the law will be judged by the law. For it is not those who hear the law who are righteous in God's sight, but it is those who obey the law who will be declared righteous. Verse 14 says, indeed, when Gentiles who do not have the law do by nature things required by the law, they are a law of themselves, even though they do not have the law. And the lastly, verse 15 says, they show that the requirements of the law are written on their hearts, their consciences also bearing witness, and their thoughts sometimes accusing them and at all times even defending them. And so in this particular aspect, it talks about actually how God judges. And it's beautiful to actually note that God's grace and God's judgment are far beyond our comprehension. That it says that even within ourselves, there are moral aspects of laws, even if we don't hear about Jesus. But within ourselves, we have moral aspects that we know. If backbiting a friend is a sin, and then if you do it, you know that your very law condemns you. And stuff like that. So that's how God lives. I think. So it's something actually to appreciate God's grace and how he deals with us. It's just amazing. It's very fair and fundis. God will not judge you based on something you've never heard. So it's beautiful like that.
I love it. Thank you very much, Mfundisi. I think the verse that you quoted first, it hit me and it's still ringing in my head right now, and I think I'm going to use it. How then can they call on the one they have never not believed in? How can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them. Hey, Mfundisi Ngcobile. Ah, Ngcobile Mfundisi. Ay, Ngcobile, thank you very much. That was a very beautiful. We could have just said Romans 10:14 and dropped the phone. That would have been sufficient for me. Ah, thank you very much.
I see. You're welcome.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Okay, looking forward to your answer tomorrow. All right. That is Pastor Abraham Piri answering the question, will people be condemned for not believing in Jesus, even if they have never heard of him or his gospel? And do you hear the pastor's answer? Listen to the preacher. I thought this was brilliant. The Romans 10:14. Walk away with Romans 10:14 and be satisfied with that verse. I think it was everything else that he was piling on to something that was already answered. I thought it was brilliant. God bless Pastor Piri for that answer. You're listening to Adventist World Radio. We're continuing.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.